Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The department has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution.
3 years after Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police officers in her apartment, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the findings of a civil rights investigation into the Louisville Metro Police Department, saying the city and its police department violated the constitutional rights of its citizens, especially those of African Americans. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines spoke before the Senate Intelligence Committee during the panel's annual Public Worldwide Threats hearing. Haines called the Chinese Communist Party the most consequential threat to U.S. national security.
The People's Republic of China, which is increasingly challenging the United States economically, technologically, politically, and militarily around the world, remains our unparalleled priority.
Haines said during the past year, the threat has been complicated by a deepening collaboration between China and Russia. Florida Senator Marco Rubio also expressed concern about TikTok and argued the popular Chinese-owned video app is a national security risk which the country hasn't faced in the past.
The data, the ability to manipulate information, I would imagine that it's probably one of the most valuable surveillance tools on the planet.
Former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield was one among various scientific experts speaking before the House Select Subcommittee investigating the origins of COVID-19. Redfield has long supported what is known as the lab leak hypothesis.
I still believe today that it indicates that COVID-19 more likely was the result of an accidental lab leak than a result of a natural spillover event.
The explanation traces the virus back to a medical research facility in Wuhan, China, which worked with coronaviruses. The House Foreign Affairs Committee held its first hearing to examine how the Biden administration handled the evacuation from Afghanistan. 23-year-old Marine Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews recalled the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in the summer of 2021. As a result of the incident, Vargas Andrews lost an arm and a leg in the incident and had undergone multiple surgeries. He had harsh words for how the situation was handled, leaving him and others seriously injured or dead.
The withdrawal was a catastrophe, in my opinion, and there was an inexcusable lack of accountability and negligence.
Vargas Andrews says the attack could have been prevented, as he says the military had knowledge of the intended suicide bomb attack. Finally, on Wednesday, senators on both sides of the aisle voted to block the District of Columbia's updated criminal code from becoming law. The bill has been subject to heavy criticism as some of the provisions lower penalties for a number of violent crimes. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.